This is Arnold Moss. I'd like to tell you the story of The Man on the Line. Do you see that man, the one standing on the line? That's Jack Bowles. Now, I know the name doesn't mean anything to you. You never heard of him, and you never will. He looks seedy, haggard, middle-aged. Now, what's so unusual about a seedy, middle-aged man standing on a line? Just this. Jack Bowles is not quite 21. An old man at 21. A hopeless case in the prime of his life. How did he get that way? Just listen. It all began when Jack Bowles was still a kid in grammar school, and only one little item was responsible. An item no bigger than the palm of your hand.
Jack Bowles, I'm surprised at you. I really am. After all the times I've kept you after school and made you write all those things on the blackboard, you still don't seem to understand what I'm driving at. Well, do you, Jack?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, dear. Suppose you tell me.
You want me to do my homework.
And why don't you? Tell me why you never come to class prepared like the other children.
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, how do you expect to learn if you don't study?
I don't know, ma'am.
Jack, look at me. I want to help you. Can you give me one good reason why you won't do your homework? Just one reason.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, supposing you do.
I don't like to read.
Oh, that's not a reason, that's an excuse.
Reading gives me a headache.
Oh, that's just as bad. An excuse, I mean.
You asked me, ma'am, and I told you.
Jack, look at me. Do you seriously expect me to believe what you just said?
You asked me, ma'am, and I told you. I don't care if you don't believe it, it's true. Every time I read, I get a headache.
Oh, I just don't know what to do with you, Jack. You're hopeless. Absolutely hopeless.
Absolutely hopeless. That was the judgment of Jack Bowles' teacher. She was wrong, of course. But then she had no way of knowing the real truth. The real truth that hinged on an item no bigger than the palm of your hand. That was the beginning. A boy who didn't do his homework, a teacher who didn't know how to cope with the situation, and a real pal, Eddie.
What do you say, Jack?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, come on. What are you scared of?
You might get into trouble.
Heck, what trouble? I played hooky 100 times. They don't even know it half the time, and the other half you just make up some excuse.
What kind of excuse?
Oh, you're telling me you got lost or something.
I guess Miss Winters wouldn't swallow that one.
That old witch. If I had her, I'd never go to school.
I wish I didn't have to. I'd like to quit for good.
I know just how you feel, Jackie boy.
I hate school. I hate being bawled out every day. I hate Miss Winters yapping at me.
Okay, then. What are we waiting for?
But what are we going to do? Just spend the time, I mean.
Well, how about taking in a movie? There's a swell Western at the Globe.
I haven't got any money. Just a nickel for milk.
That's all I got. Can't you get hold of some?
From where?
Well, I don't know. Somewhere.
No. Well, maybe some other time, Eddie.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jackie boy. We'll figure out something. We're late anyway, and... Say, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Let's go swipe some candy from Buller's store.
What for?
For fun, dummy.
I got a nickel, and you got a nickel. We can buy the candy if we want to.
I know we can buy it, but it's more fun seeing if you can get away with it.
No, I don't think I...
What's the matter, you yellow Jackie boy?
No, but...
Okay, go to school. Go to Miss Winters. Get balled out. Get punished. I'll get me another pal who isn't scared.
But wait a minute, Eddie.
Yeah?
I'll go with you.
The years passed for Jack Bowles. Not many years. But enough to nurture his convictions about school, teachers, homework, himself, and the world in general. Enough to sharpen his hostility and resentment, and at the same time dull the cause behind them. Bigger and better things were in store for Jack Bowles and for his pal, Eddie.
What's it, Jackie boy?
Yeah.
Bring the flashlight.
Yeah, I got it in my pocket.
Okay, let's go. I got the car all picked out. It's sitting over on the lot. Good tires. Low pressure, too. They ought to bring in at least 10 or 15.
Eddie, I've been thinking about it all day today. What happens if we get caught?
We ain't gonna get caught. Not if
we... Yeah, but supposing we do. What can they do to us?
Ah, stop worrying. What can they do to us? We ain't been caught yet. We made 18 bucks last week, and we'll make more if you do as I say.
I think my mother suspects something.
Yeah? What makes you think so?
I heard her talking to the truant officer. I heard her say she was afraid I was getting into trouble.
That don't mean nothing. My old lady always says that. They ain't got any proof.
I know, but...
Besides, maybe she meant trouble in school.
I know she didn't mean that. There isn't any more trouble I could get into there. I lost track of all the times I've been left back.
Okay. What's the difference what she meant? Let's go.
I wish I could quit school for good. Sometimes I think the best thing would be to run away from home. Then they'd leave me alone. I'd get some peace.
I know just how you feel. I'll take you up on it someday. But now we got work to do.
First it was Miss Winters, then Mr. Barker, then the principal, and now my mother. All of them yapping at me. You're lazy. You're good for nothing. You'll never amount to anything. Why don't you study? Why don't you do your homework? Why don't you do your arithmetic? I keep telling them, right?
I stop worrying about them. I never let them worry me.
I can make money without studying. We made 18 bucks last week. That's more dough than any of the other kids made.
You betcha.
I'll show them. I'll make enough dough to run away and never see them again.
Sure. But we ain't gonna make it by talking about it. Come on, Jackie boy. Let's get those tires.
And so it went. From refusing to do homework to playing hooky. From playing hooky to stealing candy. And from stealing candy to stealing pies. The years passed for Jack Bowles. And soon there came a time when all this had to be reckoned up and paid for. In one way or another.
Jack Bowles, this court has carefully reviewed the evidence before it. It has also reviewed your school record and the report of the truant officer. Is there anything you'd like to say before a sentence is passed upon you?
What do you want me to say?
Do you realize now what you've done, the mistakes you've made?
Sure. I tried to steal a car and I got caught.
Is that all you realize? What do you think would have happened to you if you hadn't got caught?
I don't know.
Would you have gone on stealing?
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Ah, you wouldn't believe me anyway. Nobody believes me. I don't care. I don't care what you do to me.
I'm sorry to hear you say that, Jack, because this court does care. The function of the juvenile court is not merely to mete out punishment, but to help you grow up to be a useful citizen. You've made many mistakes for a boy your age, from defying your teachers to getting in with bad company. That's why I'm sending you to the reformatory, to help you get yourself straightened out. Let's hope you learn something for once in your life.
The years kept on passing for Jack Bowles, even in the reformatory. And when he came out, he was no longer a child, no longer a boy, but a young man almost 20, almost ready to make his own way in the world if he had the right kind of equipment, the right kind of training. But Jack Bowles had neither. The only thing he picked up when he came out of the reformatory was a girl, a waitress in a downtown bar. But even that didn't pan out.
You give me a laugh. What I want to hook up with you for? What could you give me? But get wise to yourself, Buster. Why, ain't that dumb? Sure, I never went beyond grammar school. You don't have to rub it in, do you? That don't mean I can't better myself. Don't mean I ain't going to try. Besides, it ain't so important for women to have an education. And I don't intend to go on working for the rest of my life, either. You don't have to know your geography to keep house for somebody. How you fit in all this, anyhow? You're ignorant. You'll never get anywhere. A girl would have to be crazy to hook up with the likes of you. And that's something I ain't. I ain't crazy about you, and I ain't crazy, period.
Jack didn't take it lying down. He tried, and tried hard to prove her wrong, to prove all of them wrong. But it was no good. He found and lost one menial job after another. And then one day he finally stopped trying. One day he found himself without friends, without resources, without a job.
Home relief office? Yeah, the red brick building around the corner. You'll see a long line.
And that's the history of the man standing on the line. The seedy, haggard, middle-aged man of 21. How did he get that way? As I told you in the beginning, one little item was responsible. An item no bigger than the palm of your hand. An item Jack never got because no one knew he needed it.
What everyone overlooked was that Jack needed a visual examination. That would have revealed his problem, and the right pair of glasses would have solved it.
From the very first, Jack Bowles couldn't see properly. That was the beginning of the chain of events. That's why he couldn't read.
Reading gives me a headache.
Why he didn't want to go to school.
I hate being bawled out every day.
Got in with bad company.
I know just how you feel, Jackie.
Started stealing.
It's more fun seeing if you can get away
with
it.
Got caught and sent up to the reformatory.
Let's hope you learned something for once in your life.
Came out in state of failure.
Well, what I want to hook up with you for? You'll never get anywhere. You're ignorant.
Admittedly, this is an extreme case. It couldn't and doesn't happen every day. One reason is that most teachers today would recommend a visual examination for a boy like Jack. More and more parents, teachers, all of us, are becoming aware that many maladjustments in childhood, many school failures, as well as many handicaps in later life, stem from this one factor, a vision problem which has been left uncorrected. The solution is not always just a pair of glasses. Modern vision care is far bigger than that. Periodic professional examinations of a wide variety of visual skills, essential for school performance, sometimes visual training or eye exercises, but most of all, preventive measures such as better light and a better seeing environment in the classroom and in the home. Vision is your child's most precious sense. Don't neglect it.